Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth, your number one resource for the breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules.
Dylan, I'm just saying, at some point you have to come along. You'll never feel more free than you do at the back of a starship.
Ron, what? We're recording. The recording is happening. I know this whole...
Are you all right? You know, Herc, I've got a solution for this little mental issue.
No, it's fine. I'm just tired. That's all.
You need a little bit of freedom in your life, my friend. I thought that my life and my future was bound up in Zarloth.
Here we go again.
It's not. It's out on the open air.
Out on the open air. I get this rebellious kick feels good right now, but in a couple of days, it's going to feel bad. You're going to regret it.
It's not a phase. Tomlin's getting in on this, aren't you?
Tomlin, don't tell me you're getting in on that phase right now. Please, shake your head. He's nodding.
You gonna hold my hand a little bit? Yep.
Why are you holding Ron's hand?
Because he wants to feel free.
You corrupted him.
I didn't corrupt anybody.
You corrupted him. Yes, you did.
He's never looked better. Look, he's jumping up and down right now. What? I didn't know you could jump, Tomlin.
Did you give him crack? Why does he look like that?
The only crack is what's in my handshake.
Can we get... Okay, Tomlin, you're gonna sit over there in that corner. You're gonna chill out.
You're just pissed off that I have a righteous quest and you don't.
I'm not pissed. I have just so much to do as the Overlord.
Here we go.
The episode is being recorded right now. This is this week's episode, Ron. It's like you don't even care anymore.
You know, frankly, I don't.
Ron.
I've never felt more emancipated. It's a miracle that I'm even sitting here right now.
Is this because of the toothpaste? Is this all acting
out? It has nothing to do with that toothpaste.
You're
acting out. It's not a phase. It's not a phase. Is this the age where Gomodians usually act out? Sure. Sure, it's usually when they go buy a red spaceship. Sure. But that's not what this is. This is something else. This is pure. This is righteous. And I've never felt more free.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting pure and righteous, no doubt. Oh, God. Anyway, this is the... Well, I've lost it. You know... It's our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. There. See? Took all that time just to do the intro.
Man, you became a suit.
Listen... I blame you.
You blame me?
Well, yeah, if you'd won, just done what you were supposed to do.
If I had won, if I hadn't been electrocuted, if I hadn't been nearly killed in a debate I was perfectly prepared for and got sabotaged at.
If you hadn't let me walk all over you, I wouldn't have this mountain of paperwork to do.
Walk all over me? Herc, do you want to go back and listen to it again?
Yeah.
You want to go back and listen to the debate?
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Frankly, it was incredibly entertaining listening back to.
Yeah.
Maybe the best episode of Life
it's
from
Zarloth. It's pretty good.
Open to discourse, for sure. I will say this, though. I came in, pure intentions, as I have now.
Sure.
I came in prepared. Every question you threw at me was loaded unwinnable questions. And then you gave him softballs. You were floating them to him. And he didn't even get those right.
He did struggle with the Cosmo Cream question.
He struggled! He called it ice cream!
He did. Why'd he do
that? Is he mentally handicapped? What was he on? You fed him everything he needed, and then you capitalized on my misfortune, an electrically charged microphone. Oh, good grief. See, this is why I'm out voyaging in space.
You see, we need a moderator. We need a moderator for this. The way we had a moderator for the debate...
Moderator was you!
Oh, yeah.
Moderator was you!
I'm saying maybe a different moderator. I guess I could moderate this. I'd be pretty good at that, I think.
You see why I want to be so free? You see why?
I'm starting to get the taste of it, yeah, maybe.
You know what?
This has been pent up, yeah.
I'm on board with this moderator between us idea because I feel like that's what it's going to take to glue this back together. Because, frankly, I came back for this because I was like, I have a responsibility. I'm on a contract. And now I'm angry with myself that I did. And I haven't been angry with myself in weeks. I've been feeling free.
Entire weeks, yeah. I've never been angry with myself.
Really?
I'm extremely self-confident.
Try it sometime. Yeah. Try being... Look at yourself in the mirror someday.
Oh, okay.
And just get mad.
You're saying I gotta not like what I see?
Yes.
Wow. I don't know if I can do that.
If you look in the mirror and don't like what you see, you'll know firsthand what it's like to be me.
Whoa, you write that?
No, actually, a man named Gerard Way.
Gerard. Oh.
He comes from Gomote.
Oh, really? He's a Gomotian?
He's Manitoub, 100%.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've gotten completely sidetracked. For all our listeners, what, Ron?
Well, I was just saying, my little light is on for some breaking news. Oh, you see,
give us the news then. It's like, you know, the news show? You want to do news now?
Yes. I've always wanted to do news. Can a guy not have multiple agendas anymore? Can a guy not have multiple agendas?
By all means, share your news.
Excellent. Breaking news! After 600 years in cryosleep, the beloved former steward of Zarloff, Boot Boot the Blessed, has awoken. Sadly, his return was less than pleasant. A Glorbanian nurse was attending to the cryo chamber at the time of his awakening, and upon seeing the Glorbanian, Boot Boot threw a silver tray of tools at it and then proceeded to find the nearest security guard, steal his service weapon, and end himself. Now, I think we can read between the lines here. Obviously, when you've been in cryosleep for 600 years, you have certain traits and tendencies. You know, 600 years ago, Glorbanians were still viewed as pests and rodents, and we had codes and alarms that would trigger in buildings if a Glorbanian was seen in one. But we've evolved, some might say. Some might.
I tuned out for the beginning part. What, there's a Glorbanian in a cryo something?
You
I heard about
out?
Boot Boot. Yeah.
You just tuned out of the... All right.
I just, like, turned off my brain for a second.
Yeah, let me cliff notes this for you.
Just the beginning part. I got the
You familiar
end.
With Boot Boot the Blessed?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
The steward. He ran Zarloff for, honestly, about 1,000 years before the Emperor took a supreme
Big deal,
reign.
Put in cryo. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They put him in cryo because he was aging out, and we're like, no, we got to keep him around, you know. So, cryosleep for 600 years. Glorbanians weren't exactly viewed favorably at the time, so he awakes. There's a Glorbanian nurse, presumably says,
yes, okay.
Hello, how are you?
Got it.
He has a panic attack, throws things at it, and then kills himself.
It'd be like seeing a Zarg running down the street today. It's like if I woke up from cryo sleep and there was a Zarg trying to inject me with something.
Exactly. You would think you'd been kidnapped and that you were being mutilated. So
yeah,
you would probably try and off yourself as well.
Probably. Yeah, I am deeply offended by the Glorbanian hate, but I do understand that it was a different time.
It was a different
time. It was a different time, and that
it would
be like seeing a Zarg. Or for an Earthling, like a rat, I guess.
I'd say so. It does make you wonder, 600 years from now, when we look at Zargs, are we going to be looking back at this time and going, wow, we had it all wrong.
It'd be so hard to imagine having a Zarg, like, giving me an IV.
You ever seen Stuart Little?
Yeah, I've seen Stuart Little, but I've never seen anyone rhyme Stuart Little with Stuart Little.
That said, it's clearly evident that the human race has developed in a sense at a time they were a pest as well. And now, look at him. He's exalted. He drives a red sports car, similar to my red spaceship that I've procured as of a week ago.
Yeah, I guess I never considered that in tandem with Stuart Little, I suppose. I would like to maybe describe Zargs for people who don't have them native to their planets.
Yes.
If I was to describe a Zarg, here's how I would describe it. You know, like a kush ball? Like, so it's like a little circle, but it's got like lots of little like frills, like little things off of
Almost
it.
Almost like a pom-pom, but slightly more, brittle.
Yeah, you can throw it easier. So it's like that, but it's kind of like 6 feet diameter, probably, like really big, rolling down the street, and each one of those little tendrils is a face.
Yes.
It's the face of an old woman.
And they don't all have individualized personalities. They are unified. It's a unified
it's one
front.
Thing.
So if they're trying to say something, if they're trying to give you a recipe, they're all speaking in tandem, which is a little unsettling. They struggle with wood, blow through concrete easily. Like if one got into city limits and wanted to chew through the bottom of this building,
it'd be easy.
We'd be dead.
Yeah.
We'd be dead.
Yeah. So Zargs are kind of a massive problem, you know, not so much as they were a little while ago. There was, of course, the bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague. The only way we got out of that was satiating the Zargs with Werther's Originals.
Yeah. We gave them stuff.
Just a butt ton of Werther's Originals.
And, yeah. We didn't stop them. We just convinced them.
Yep. Put on prices right. and gave them Werther's Originals, and that satiated them. But yeah, we lost a lot of Zarlothians.
A lot. It was messy. They could do it again at any time.
You keep doing what you're doing, Bob Barker. Man, I hope he lives forever.
I don't see why he wouldn't. Speaking of projects around Zarloth, this is probably a good opportunity for me, Overlord.
Man, you take really like this to like a fish to water.
Yeah. I'm very tired.
Man, hold on. Off the record, with the mics off. Are the mics off, Tomlin? Thank you.
He's nodding. Yeah, good.
Okay. Are you all right?
No, I really don't feel... Ron, this is too much work for me. I'm...
Really?
You know, like, I thought because I've done the whole vigilante thing and I've done the anchor thing that it would be super easy. It was just like anchoring, like I get to do, you know, like an hour of work per week, and then vigilanteism, I go out at night and when I want. And I just thought that would just continue forever. And I thought that was an easy life. And I just felt that like overlording, I thought that was going to be like another, you know, like 15 minutes a week.
Right.
That's what I thought the commitment was going to be.
Yeah. Well, that's insane, first and foremost. And secondly, the effect of that vigilantism is when you're a vigilante, they don't know, like you don't have a list of these are the crimes I'm going to prevent.
I do.
You do.
Yeah.
I was going to say all the ones I've talked to kind of pick and choose. So if they're I don't care if that guy gets hurt, I'll let him get mugged and I'll pick up the next one, you know?
That's way easier than what I do.
It is. I think yours is more noble.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't discriminate. I respect that.
No, I don't. I have like a list before I go out.
Well, We've got dead crazy air on the channel. We should probably turn the mics
back. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. You can turn it back on, Tom.
Turn it back on.
Thanks. Okay. I got this. Yeah, so basically here's some of the list of the projects coming down the pipeline. I feel like it's best for everyone to just know now so that when you see the crews coming out and getting to work, you're not scared, you're not, you know, whatever. So here we go. Number one on the agenda for Palatone City for Zarloth 1, we will be defunding the Shun.
Oh.
Don't need it.
Well.
It's a lot of money going to the Shun.
Herc, we do orbit around it.
What are you talking about?
The sun at the center of our solar system?
Yeah, Nebula 6, yeah.
Yes, for Earthlings. It's very akin to your solar system.
Yeah.
We do have things we orbit around. It's called a celestial dance. When you say defunding, do you just mean shutting it down, going supernova? What are we talking about?
Yeah, we've been spending a lot of money and making sure that it keeps going round and round, stays lit. We have a pretty good relationship with it, but it's really just kind of becoming a money hole, and we don't need it.
Right. So, call me crazy as a free-spirited individual. What do you plan to have Zarloth orbiting around in the future?
Probably just like itself.
Itself?
Probably nothing. I think we can just like stay in one spot and be okay.
Call me old-fashioned. I don't think we can.
Why would you say something like all the scientists that I've spoken to have said that it would probably be okay if Zarloth 1 just stayed in one spot, didn't orbit around anything, and that as soon as Nebula 6 just burns out, which it would very quickly without us like throwing credits into it to keep it burning, I quote, they said it would be fine. Please don't hurt us. Whatever you say, that sounds right.
Well, they sound trustworthy.
Yeah, like, they have no reason to lie.
No. Well, I suppose maybe I was out of line. How about the whole light thing?
I think we'll be able to light up Palatone City at least, and then we'll get to the rest of the planet later on. Like, I think we have enough generators. We'll put some people in them.
I see what this is.
What?
I get what the... Oh,
you don't know what this is. What are you talking about?
I know
about
exactly what this is. You want to be able to be a vigilante whenever you want. Well, and it's hard to be a vigilante during the day, isn't it?
What? That has nothing to do with
it. I hit it right on the head.
You want to hear the truth?
I do.
The truth is...
Yes.
I want to be a vigilante whenever I want.
That's what I said.
Oh. Yeah, well, I said it better than you.
I suppose so. Herc. You understand how livelihoods, individuals, and entire species will be endangered by not having a sun.
Yeah, just the ones that, like, rely on it.
Yeah. I suppose so. Herc, where is this money going if not to providing light and orbit to us?
Oh, that's an excellent question. It is going to our other projects on the list. I feel like the money will be better spent on other items. Do you want to hear them?
I do, and it better be worthwhile.
Okay, I think the next one is a very good cause. I think the money is going to go right towards it. No more funding the sun. Next item of business will be to make crime illegal.
You plan to make crime illegal?
I sure do. There's so much of it going on. I know firsthand as a vigilante. I feel like we could just stop it at the source if we just made it illegal.
I frankly don't even know where I'd begin. Herc,
are you
so
pro-crime?
Herc, things like theft. Things like murder.
Right, crimes, yes.
Yes. So murder is illegal right now, yes?
What are you saying?
As in, you cannot legally murder someone unless you have it approved by the state. You have to have the murder permits first.
You're saying that killing people is illegal?
Yes!
I need to do a bit of soul searching.
Oh. Herc, so all the times you've said you've killed people in their minds or committed mental murder.
Yep.
Those weren't just dodging. Have you murdered someone, Herc? Have you murdered multiple people?
This is a loaded question, but I'm going to answer it the best I can.
Very good.
I have mentally murdered people. And I have physically killed people, yes.
Excellent. Would you mind if I asked if two of these people you had hurt prior were maybe associated with this programming?
Oh, no, I never hurt anyone for sure. Oh, I see. Tedris and John Bully.
Yes, Herc.
I thought we, like, agreed that that was some weird buff thing. I mentally murdered them.
Some weird buff thing?
Yeah.
Whoever is going after buff is probably doing the most important thing in the galaxy right now.
Ron, are you going after Buv?
You killed people.
Oh my gosh, you
are. Who cares if I'm going after Buv? You killed people.
That's what your quest is?
Yes, of course it's my quest.
You're questing to find Buv.
I'm trying to help you out. For goodness sake, you were being inconvenienced. He sawed inches off your chair.
He did.
That's insane.
It was very annoying.
That is diabolical.
I can't believe I didn't see it before.
Yeah, you had weeks, probably.
Months, I think.
Maybe.
Well, I get, you know, I sanction it as a vigilante, as the overlord, as someone who needs to be stopped being Buv. I sanction it. I just think it's crazy that you're the one doing it.
Well, thank you for permission to do the right thing.
You're welcome.
I thought that might be illegal too because you told us so.
Oh, I don't know, actually. There's a lot of things I don't know, apparently, so I need to do some night reading.
So it would seem. Okay, so you're making crime illegal.
Yep.
Very good. And, where does the money go when making crime illegal? That seems more like a statement. And if we're not going to have the sun, I feel like the money better be going somewhere great.
I'm so glad you asked. There is one last final project. The money that it will not be going to funding the sun that will be used to make crime illegal, anything that's left over is going toward investing in a long-range teleportation system.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that actually sounds like it might be very profitable.
See?
And very good for the people of you know, Herc, I'm sorry. Maybe I was being a little too cruel. Where are we going to be teleporting to? What are some of the locales?
I don't know, actually. It's just, like, right now, it just kind of, you go somewhere. We don't, it's really easy to teleport someone, actually, but it's actually really hard to teleport them where you want them to go.
Right. So, considering that maybe 0.001 to the, I don't know, 1 millionth decimal is livable, breathable space in the cosmos, surfaces of planets exclusively.
Right, yeah.
You're willing to create a system that basically just jettisons someone somewhere into the great expanse of space, roll in the lottery on maybe them ending up somewhere where they don't instantly die.
Exactly. And like you said, it will be highly profitable for the people of Zarloff.
It's capital punishment.
You're welcome. I don't see it that way. I feel like it's going to be a boon.
Okay, Herc. So if you...
Right?
We're just winding down at the end of your day and you're like, oh man, I don't want to sit in traffic. Traffic's going to be nasty.
Yeah, I don't...
I know what I'll do. I'll take my long-range teleportation system and roll the dice that maybe I end up at home with a literal astronomical chance. The chance of that happening.
Yeah, you could
is
go
the
anywhere.
Same chance yeah. as you getting struck by lightning yeah. and then finding someone who loves you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, wait, is there more or I'm confused?
So you take that chance?
I mean, I guess I might get home faster.
Excellent. Well, while you're spending obscene amounts of money on basically a self-murder device.
Pretty much all our money, really.
Which is, by the way, illegal.
You're saying that spending money on projects that aren't funding the sun and making crime illegal are illegal? I'm so confused.
I'm saying that making a device that kills you instantly, therefore committing murder in a sense, is illegal because crime is illegal.
Huh.
Did you ever think of it like that? Herc, buddy, I don't need the mics to be off to say this. You gotta get outside, man. This is killing you. This is crushing you. Get on the spaceship with me and Percy and Tomlin. We've been making headway on catching Buv.
You want me to leave all my duties behind, get on a spaceship with you and Percy, and go hunt Buv across the stars?
That's pretty much it. I think it'd be better for your tasks if you neglected them a little while.
But defunding the sun is so important.
You know, I know it's important to you, pal. But hey, what's better than a scheme? We've been doing schemes out in space, man.
You think this could fix our working relationship?
Well, I don't know if anything could possibly fix our working relationship.
That's
but
true.
It might fix something in your stupid, dumb donkey brain.
Ron, I'm glad that no one can hear us right now. I think the mics are turned off after all.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, right? When you press that button.
Yeah, I didn't realize that had happened. Yeah, I kind of would have liked everyone to have heard that.
Oh.
That's a shame. I'll let them know individually.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say that off the record.
Yes.
I want to do it. I want to leave all these tasks behind. It's too much for
you're
me.
You're going to love this.
After this episode, we're getting out of here.
You're going to be so glad you did this.
I am
you're
glad.
You're
going to
be so glad.
That yes.
You're not going to believe yes. what me and Percy did. Okay.
What did you
okay,
do?
So he clearly wants Percy, right? He wants the all-knowing squid.
He wants the all-knowing squid. Everyone does.
Oh, I believe. He's excited. We had a blast with this.
Well, that's
so
great.
We went out to Bajombajus.
Bajombajus, yes.
Yes. It's
where Flabombajuses come from.
Right. And it's basically just nebulous cloud, but you can breathe in it, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, what is better than setting a trap for a villain? So me and Percy, we feigned an argument.
Really?
We pretended to fight on the ship, and then I threw him out the airlock.
Oh, did he enjoy that part?
Yeah, we haven't talked about it yet.
Oh, okay. Oh. I mean, I guess he knew that was going to happen.
He's kind
right?
of squeezing my arm about
yeah.
that. That means he probably dug
pretty
it.
Tight, yeah.
But I went around the corner just a light year or two away
yeah,
and
right
watched him float in space. He handled it. He was a little cold, but he was just wiggling out there. And we waited for Buv. We were going to spring a net on him. A giant net.
And, you know, did it work? I'm going to assume it didn't work because we don't have him.
Well, here's the cool thing. We waited for like a week or so.
That's a long time. That was this entire last week?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what did you do last week?
Last week I was mostly like writing down those three projects. I was like figuring out what to do. I was just so overwhelmed. I had to write down three things. It's entirely too much. You see why I gotta get out of here.
I understand.
Okay, listen, Ron, there's like 5 minutes left in this episode. Let's just finish the episode like normal. I've got like one story and then we'll get out of here, okay?
Yeah. All right, right.
Okay.
You got road snacks?
I don't have any, but I'd love some.
Okay. Well, how about this?
Okay.
We'll fire up the ship and go get some snacks. We'll meet by the port. We're getting out of here, man.
That sounds amazing. Nothing could stop this.
You're going to love this. We're going to set so many traps.
So many traps. I'm so excited.
Okay. You're going to
love it. Okay. yes. Oh, sorry about that. We're having some frequency delays. I do have one segment here before we close this episode and before the next episode. There will continue to be episodes.
I'm sure
forever.
It'll be in this studio too.
Probably
doubtless.
In this studio.
Doubtless.
No doubt. Here is an urgent transmission that was beamed to Zarloff 1 just moments ago.
Whoa.
I know we have some breaking news. Sorry, I forgot to say that earlier, but the nature of this distress call is yet unclear, but it does seem to be from the planet of Tubania. Let's see, Tomlin, if you would just play the transmission so that we know what we're dealing with. This is the distress call from our neighboring planet of Tubania.
They have great crepes.
That is... I'm sorry, folks, that you had to hear that. I don't think that I would have played that on air if I had known the contents.
Who would steal their children?
There are some things...
Why would they do that?
There are some things that the news have to deliver. We don't have a choice. We have to provide it
to you. It's our responsibility.
And there are some tragedies that are so horrific, the details surrounding the taking of the children of Dubania, that, honestly, I would have just left that on the prompter. I wouldn't have even shared it. I feel like not everyone needs to know everything all the time. I, Overlord Herg Dercules, apologize that you had to hear that.
And I, free-spirited Ron Spackman, say, our thoughts, our prayers, and our poguses to you. I can't imagine having your children sucked into a space void like that and having to watch. I'm sure wherever they are, they're cold and they're hungry, and we can take faith in that.
I'm glad you didn't say comfort, just faith, because it's definitely the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, there's...
No comfort there.
There is no comfort to be found there. This is basically 600 912s.
Yeah, don't even try to find it.
This is abhorrent. Sir, they've taken the second child. I can't believe this happened.
They've taken the second child? Well, that's just about all the time we have, but... Oh! Actually, one last thing before me and Ron leave the studio. This... Oh, very special. Thank you. Ooh, thank you. Pretty shiny. That's nice. Look at that.
Is that a gauntlet?
It's a gauntlet. It's actually the first prototype for the teleporter. Yeah, oh. I've been having them cook it up.
Hey, Herc, bud. Herc. Hey, man. Hey, okay, let's... Hey. Let's put that down on the desk for a second.
I mean, it's on my arm. Like, why not?
Exactly. Let's put the arm on the desk.
Put my arm on the desk?
Put your arm on the desk. Okay. Let's just slide it back for a second. Herc, this is a terrible idea.
I'm just going to test it. It'll be okay. Herc, it's just a nothing buddy, bad happens in tests.
Look, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Put it down. We're about to get on the ship. We're about to go have a blast. Going to hunt down criminals, some vigilantism. Just, you don't need to seppuku yourself with a robot gauntlet.
That does sound pretty nice. I'll just test it real quick and then I'll come back.
Herc! Fascinating. Well, dear listening audience, it would seem that Herc Dercules has gone the way of Boot Boot and ended himself via gauntlet teleportation device. Now, I don't wish to be cold, and I don't wish to be callous, but you heard firsthand. We gave him every chance to change his life. To turn his life around. And therefore, as the direct witness to his death, I must assume his overlord duties. This is a crippling task and a punishment that I myself, I do not even desire, for I am free-spirited, but I will take...
Wow! Hey, that was great! Told you I'd be back!
Where'd you go?
I'm just home. What? You look surprised. I told you.
Here's your notebook back.
Thank you. Oh, my tasks are still here.
Yeah. There should be a new one on there.
Oh, what? This says, get on the spaceship with Ron.
Yeah, you can check that one off. That one's out the door.
Why is it out the door?
Because, Herc, I told you not to use the suicide teleportation device.
Just had what did you do? I mean, I used it, and I went home like I told you I wanted to. Crazy chances that happened.
Insane odds.
Yeah, I came right back.
Go to the casino, and I'm going to go do my thing, all right?
Ron, what happened to us going on the ship together?
Man, you are a liability. At every turn, everything I say, everything that has to do with reason and thought and clarity... You jettison. You throw away like trash. How are we supposed to grow and advance and become better? I understand as a low-life little species like a Glorbani and a little liability, it's just bebop along. Oh, we're accepted now. Some of us have responsibilities, Herc. Some of us are trying to be something. Some of us are trying to do something, and it's not a joke to us.
Ron, can I tell you something?
By all means.
Ron, I don't know how to say this, but you sound kind of crazy right now.
This has been Life from Zarloff.
I'm Overlord Hercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman, and we will see you next time.
Baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Hercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
You ever seen Stuart Little?
I've never seen someone rhyme Stuart Little with Stuart Little.
That dude had 1,000 bitches. So you take that chance?
I mean, I guess I might get home faster.
Ha, ha, ha.